Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Stop at Nothing, a novel by Michael Ledwidge, performed by Neil Hilligers. Part 1. Catch of the Day. 1. When the sun started to go down, Gannon was out alone on his boat in the Atlantic, 30 miles northwest of Little Abaco. His boat was called the Donegal Rambler, and it was a 40-foot Delta diving boat with covered seating at the back and tank racks that could hold 20 cylinders. But he'd removed most of the tanks when he'd headed out that morning, and in their place he had 7 sea rods set up on outrigger mounts. Up in the slowly chugging boat's open flying bridge, Gannon stood with his back to the wheel, carefully watching where the rod's green-tinged monofilament lines trailed back into the boat's bubbling wake like the strings of a submerged puppet. The lines were baited with mackerel and squid and jig lures, and he was trolling them along at a steady 9 knots to make them appear to be a swimming school of juicy fish. Or at least that was the game plan, anyway. Gannon folded his big forearms as the Rambler's 2 inboards purred steadily under his Converse low tops. He'd been out since early morning, stalking the deep Atlantic falloff, and so far hadn't gotten even a bounce on any of the rods. A dwindling plastic sleeve of sunflower seed sat in a drink holder at his left elbow, and he lifted it out and shook a few into his mouth. He was half-turned, spitting the shells into a waste bucket he kept beside the captain's seat, when he saw that the falling sun was about to depart behind a bank of dark clouds. Gannon squinted down at the Simrad depth finder. The best shot for a sword to hit.